Hi, everyone.
Welcome back. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara.
And this is the show where we haul.
We haul it all. We grade and we let you know what's worth your time.
That's right. Today's haul, a bit of a listener request.
Today, we're hauling our skincare routines.
Now, skincare, I've put in my 10,000 hours.
You really have.
In a very tumultuous way for a lot of those hours.
I'd say I've put in my $10,000.
Honestly,
but we probably both have at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I turned early 30s, like 31, I want to say, I got hit with an intense bout of adult acne.
Oof.
That consumed me.
Like on the face?
On the face.
That's really rough.
That's
unfair, cruel.
It
feels karmic, even though it's not.
It was something.
It's biblical.
And I'll get into that healing process because we got a few questions around the adult acne journey. But then from there, my skin barrier was so compromised that I then got dermatitis like all over my face that started on my eyelids, and then it went to like kind of where my marionette lines were and then to behind my ears, and I have healed both of those things. So
you know what's up.
I like to think so.
Mine has mostly been getting duped into thinking that expensive is best and like needing to go down that road. But I've also been, I'm kind of a skincare truther because I've had it both ways. I've been like so broke that I can only afford one moisturizer from CVS vibes, but then I've also been in a great financial position where I'm like buying Augustinus Botter. So it's flip-flopped, and my truth is I haven't really had to deal with much skin problems on my face. I mostly get like hormonal body acne, but that also is not necessarily something that a topical can fix that easily. So I'm kind of at this point a truther of like the creams don't matter anymore.
Mm.
Like a cream is not going to change anything one way or the other. And probably less
dry.
Is more. Unless you're really dry. Yeah.
A big takeaway from everything is like a minimalist skincare routine is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. I'm
less
not
is
wanting
more.
To do like 9 steps.
No, I would have loved to be. There's been times in my life where I would love to be the person who does the 9 steps because it just looks luxurious and pampery and fun. But I can't.
No, I'm so slow at like anything in the bathroom that like I would not even get out of the bathroom in a couple hours if I had to do like 9 steps.
So we got a lot of questions that came through. So thank you to everybody who submitted. So we'll touch on the questions, but really I just sort of want to go through where we're at now with our skincare regimens, mm-hmm. and then we can kind of go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
And this is a haul in terms of the fact that these are all of our A pluses and maybe some D's and C's that we can warn others about.
I'm in a place of like the only thing that's going to address my issues is like therapy and surgery and like a laser. So like I'm just like trying to give myself like a pampery luxury experience in the bathroom to like take the edge off. So I have 3 different cleansers that I like to rotate. A gentle one, which is like the Osea Ocean Cleanser. I love it. So that's like usually in the morning I'll do that one. Or I'll do like the African Botanics Baobab Clay Oxygenating Cleanser. That's one like if I've worked out hard and I'm coming home sweaty, maybe I'll do that one like a couple times a week. But generally I go like really gentle in the morning. Or I will even do no cleanser in the morning if I'm not going to the gym. And then I am a recent fan of the Cat Beauty Serotoner. It's like a facial spray and it smells good and it feels good. And it, mostly I'm in it for smells at this point. So it smells good. You just go all over.
I have wanted to try that one.
It's good. And it's not crazy expensive. I think it's like $40, which isn't cheap by any means. But it's not like, I mean, I've gone down like a $70 facial spray path. Mm-hmm. So, and that is not the answer.
Right.
So this is like a happy middle ground. And then when I was in Greece this summer, I got turned on to a European drugstore brand that's out of Greece called Opivita. And I got obsessed with their products. And now I just like will try and either find them online or like if I run out and am desperate need, I will literally like ship them from Europe. But they're really affordable and like they're drugstore prices essentially. So like I use the Opivita B Radiant Glow Activating Anti-Fatigue Serum. And I really like that. It like just gives your skin like a plump feeling. It's, you get no, you know, sometimes you get pilling if you do like a plumping serum like that. No pilling and just like very moisturized, hydrated glow vibes. And that's one that I bought in Europe. And then when I used it to the very end and then I was like, I actually can't imagine my life without this in it. And then found it on a website. And I think it costs as much to ship as the actual product costs. And I was like, okay, well, it's still cheaper than like some bougie, like high end thing.
If you find what works.
You know, and I like that. And then sometimes I'll use this holiday, like my gift to myself was buying Vintner's Daughter Active Botanical Serum. So every once in a while, I'll use like two drops of that. Or I also bought myself the Augustinus Botter Cream because I figured it was winter and I really just like needed it. And Violet Grey was having a 25% off sale.
Okay, what's the review?
I like it. I mean, it's a moisture. It's really right. Like I'm just, everything is a scam. And the biggest scam is telling you that a cream is going to fix anything. It literally won't. You probably will get just as good if you go like Weleda mm-hmm. as you would Botter. I mean, I guess the thickness and like shininess after effect would be different. But even I find that that is like I use it more at night than I do in the day because I am naturally like pretty oily and like T-zone spots. So it kind of shows under makeup after a while. Like it doesn't stay as like matte as I would prefer to be. So I'm pretty much getting to the point where like I'm just going to do Elta MD sunscreen and maybe the like glow activating serum sunscreen and call it a day because the sunscreen has moisturizer and SPF.
Okay, so I, for probably 2 years straight, wasn't using a moisturizer during the day and just using Elta MD. And once I added a moisturizer step before I used SPF, it changed my skin.
Like for the better?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't, because the Elta MD feels so moisturizing, I didn't think I needed a moisturizer. I was wrong.
My problem now is like I'm just feeling too feeling too moisturized underneath my makeup and I need it. It's like I feel like I get shiny really quickly and I'm like I don't remember being this shiny in the past, so I'm trying to figure out like what changed. I've changed up SPF over the past like 6 months and I think it might be an SPF thing, but I'm trying to just like end up paring down.
Right. I would like say a primer addition.
A primer addition.
Oh.
I did the Tatcha primer like in liquid form. Mm-hmm. But even that is like too much. We're just like really moisturized.
Maybe
right
it's
now.
Your foundation.
I know it probably is foundation.
You need something a little bit more matte.
Mm-hmm.
What are you using?
Right now I'm using, oh my God, what's it called? I think it's called Kojendo.
Oh, sure. Yeah. They have it at Goop.
It was another Violet Grey sale purchase. Mm-hmm.
And I think they carried a derm store too.
Cogendo. But I do think it might be a little bit too oily for me. Because I tend to skew oilier.
Yeah.
And then I use the Osea Oceanized Serum.
So good.
Yeah. And I just like it. Again, it smells good and it feels like you're doing something.
So currently on the face washing front, I went with a recommendation from my dermatologist. I thought, why not?
Mm-hmm.
It's the La Roche-Posay Tolerion Hydrating Gentle Cleanser.
Oh, nice.
It's soap-free, which is great for those of us with really sensitive skin. I'm blown away by this cleanser. It comes in three different sizes. I just bought the biggest pump.
And you feel clean afterwards?
I feel really clean afterwards. I also jumped on, there was a big trend happening on the subreddit 30 plus skincare about washing your face for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
I try and do that.
Got on that train, and that combo has been phenomenal. After so much trials and tribulations with the skin, I have to say, for the first time in my life, and I say this so trepidatiously because it's scary to say this, I don't want to jinx anything, mm-hmm. but my skin has, at 38 years old, my skin has finally gotten to a place that I'm not sad about.
I love that.
The La Roche-Posay, that's a newer cleanser discovery. When I was going through like really bad dermatitis, I used the Barbara Sturm foam cleanser, which is, unfortunately, at the time it was $60. I'm sure it's gone up $5 at least. But that one was really gentle. And I'm sure there's a better option that's not as expensive, because I think spending a lot of money on a cleanser is not where to do it.
No.
But I will say that the foam consistency of that, like it's pumped and it comes out in a foam, was really gentle and really helped my skin that was so irritated.
Yeah, I like a foam. I just need to feel clean. Yeah. Like some of the milk cleansers, I just can't do it because you don't feel actually clean after you use those.
For a really clean feeling, I love the Youth to the People Superfood. That kale one is great. I always like that little $12 sample one. It lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Corrective Skincare, which I'll get into more in a minute, which is where I went that cleared me of my acne. They make this green facial shampoo that we'll link everything in the show notes. So no, don't worry about taking notes, guys. We got you. There's this green facial shampoo that she has that's really gentle, and that is like really, really clean. Like you get like squeaky clean from that. And I think those are my top three. Oh, I really love the Nuco has one that's specifically for your skin barrier. That's another cream cleanser that I like. And then I obviously am a big fan of the double wash. So if I'm wearing makeup, I'll do an oil cleanse first, and then I'll do a 1 minute wash with like one of the face washes I just mentioned. And for that, I love, honestly, everybody talks about it, but it's because it's so good, is the Elemis.
That and like DHC's oil wash, if you're looking for like a bit cheaper option, mm-hmm. is also really good. I used to do a double wash and I loved both of those.
So Elemis Cleansing Balm. And the thing I love about that one is it comes in multiple different sizes. You can just get the tiniest size. A little goes a very long way. So if you haven't tried it and you've been wondering, I would say Elemis Tiny Cleansing Balm, go with God. And then also, there's this brand called Ohm that has a cleansing balm that is similar, but it's like a clean version,
mm-hmm.
that I love. It's their Kaolin and Coconut Milk Radiant Cleansing Balm. I got that one when I went to the Indie Beauty Expo last year, and I've been loving. So when it comes to cleansing, that's sort of my guys.
Nice. Yeah, at night we'll do eye makeup removing with Bioderma micellar water.
I think.
And then I use Apivita cleansing creamy foam wash, which actually you can get on Amazon now. Some of their stuff you can't, but this one you can, and it's a good sudsy.
But buyer beware on the Amazon storefront.
I know.
For things.
But I think it's the same because I compared it to like the old one that I had gotten.
Basically, the rule of thumb for Amazon beauty purchases, beauty is skincare. Don't do it. No, if they have their own shop, like for instance, La Roche-Posay has their own Amazon storefront.
Yeah, I think this was Apivita storefront.
So then you're good to go because it's coming directly from the brand. But then there's all these people selling fakes, apparently, which is stressful.
I also heard that eBay can be a good place, maybe not for skincare, but for makeup. Like a lot of eBay sellers will sell makeup that's in stores for less than you can buy like off the shelves. So something to think about.
One thing that has been one of my favorite discoveries on the micellar water front is the Trader Joe's micellar water wipes.
Oh.
$3.99. They work great. They don't break me out. Like I always have a thing with me of them.
Nice.
They're great.
Do you use a retinol?
No. So we got a lot of questions about rosacea, which I have. Just blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And my derm put me on a pharmacy compound for that, which wouldn't, it's like, I don't think I would use a retinol
with that.
I think that would be too much, but it's azelaic acid compound, which azelaic acid kills bacteria in your skin that causes acne. Usually you'll get like, I think the most I've seen in stores is like a 10% that you can find in, or like an 8% is what you'll see at like a skincare brand. But this compound that I got, which is a prescription, was from this place called Skin Medicinals. Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm.
They do all these different compounds, and it was founded by a dermatologist. And my compound is 15% azelaic acid, 1% ivermectin, and 1%.
I like the thought of ivermectin being like then changed into like a beauty staple.
I know. Okay, so it's 15%, and then it's 1% something that, which I can't pronounce, which is used for infections and stops growth of bacteria and parasites, which is really where the rosacea can get out of control. So, and the ivermectin helps treat the rosacea. So the compound of the three, and it's also, I think, lightened some sunspots that I've had. It's just, I use it morning and night. I think the compound is $45. I'm on my second one. I'm going to include the link for where I get it. And you can get paired, I think, with someone who will do like a consult and then write you a prescription.
Nice.
But I think that this is like the culprit of why my skin is so
doing well.
Delighting me at the moment.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
That reminded me that I have some sort of like mega strength retinol for body acne that I need to like figure out where that is and start that up again.
We got some retinol questions.
I found one on Cat Beauty that I've been using called Marie Veronique Multi-Retinol Night Emulsion. And I...
That's a great brand.
The thing about retinol that always like trips me up is you're supposed to go like two nights on, one night off. Like I can't keep track of that. Like I just want the thing and to like put it on more often than not and like have it do something. I don't know. So like I'm just using this now most nights. And then if I feel like, oh, I just want to mix it up, then I will do a heavier like moisturizer. But this is like you're supposed to put it on as the only thing.
Right.
And I like just like a one and done. Like I don't want to do a bunch of different steps at night.
The thing about retinol that your skin has to be completely dry when you put it on or else that's how it gets irritated from the retinol. So you have to wait 30 minutes after you wash your face to apply the retinol.
I'm not doing that.
Nobody does that.
I'm never going to do that. You'll never see me wait
30 minutes to a, like, they're in bed. Skin mode.
That's, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, of course. So just something to flag for a retinol product. My former facialist, who is now has a brand in Sephora, as one does, Shani Darden, has an amazing retinol product. It's a retinol reform.
Oh yeah. I tried to use that one back in the day, but again, it was just one of those things. I was like, I can't like process what the needs are here.
But I think that, like, I can't stress enough how I was so begrudgingly finally went to a dermatologist for some of my skin issues, because I was just afraid of, like, the prescriptions and the whole thing, and just getting my skin looked at post having healed it from acne and post getting rid of the dermatitis, and then being like, okay, where are we now? And we are at rosacea, and seeing someone for that and getting this compound has been the biggest game changer.
Yeah.
Also, get your moles checked.
Yeah, I need to do that.
I had a biopsy on 2 in December.
Yeah, I'm overdue for a mole check, and now I'm freaked out.
Don't be scared.
I'm not, but I usually go every year. I think I just skipped a year because I was, like, busy, and then but now I need to go. Okay, so I fell across this, like, TikTok trend about these drops that some girl popped up in my algorithm who, like, used a lash and brow serum that caused fat loss, like, around her eyes, and, like, caused her to have, like, sunken corpse eyes. And so she wouldn't name what it was, but I was like, oh my God, I'm never using this again. I was like, has this happened to me? Am I a victim? Like, where's a class action lawsuit? Like, let's go, girls. And then I started following her journey to trying to get, like, her youthful, bouncy under eyes back. And she started using these drops called Volufil, that are, like, a French product, I'm pretty sure. And you add the drops to an eye serum and you put it under, and then everyone reports, like, volume gain in the areas that you put it. So I have this Apivita wine elixir wrinkle lift eye and lip cream, and I'll put a big squirt of that and put 2 of these drops, mix it all up, and then I put it on my under eyes and on my nasolabial folds.
Does it work?
I guess. I don't know. Does anything really work? The only thing that's really going to work is, like, a bleph.
A surgeon.
Yeah, like a scalpel.
Wait, with this brand of lash serum that was being, I'm going to need her, like, to name them.
I know. I literally was like, what the fuck? But then I thought it might be Grand Brash.
Grand Lash.
Yeah. Interesting. Because I used that for a while and I got that redness around my eye line, so I stopped using it on my lashes, but I used it on my brows for a long time. But then I was also like, did this coincide with me noticing maybe some volume loss in my eyes? I got the Typology brow serum, which I think is, like, a clean brand, so that's supposed to come today. Because I was like, I want a serum, and I recently got a brow lamination, which I was like, this is the future for me, because it is basically like a brow lift, but just with your hairs. And I like that. Makes me feel
it youthful. Looks so good. You've convinced me.
I would recommend a brow lamination.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I've been using, in terms of the lash serums, I've been using the Olaplex one. Okay. But I haven't been able to, like, get into a routine with it. So it's been more sporadic in how I've used it. So
you have to make it, like, an every night. It, like, needs even to be. With the Volufil drops, like, by the time I've washed my face and then put moisturizer on, I don't want to do, like, a little chemistry moment. But then I just remind myself, like, you just have to do it.
You're worth it.
Yeah. And so then I do it, and then I'm, like, finally freed from the bathroom. But I wish, like, I could just, I would love just one thing. I'd actually just love, like, a full facelift and then, like, Cetaphil.
Yeah.
That's, like, probably the only thing. And then just, really, like, a
warm washcloth.
A facialist that I see, she's, like, a truther of, like, you don't need to be, like, washing your face in the morning. You really, like, only need, you don't even need that much moisturizer. Like, if your skin's functioning correctly, it'll do all of that shit on its own.
Mm-hmm.
She's not wrong, but I can't get down to a place of just like bare minimalism.
We got a lot of rosacea questions, so I just want to say one or two other things that I've been using that have been really helpful.
Yeah. What causes rosacea?
I wish I knew. You want to know what I think it is? It was karma, because my driving instructor when I was 15 years old had rosacea, and me and my friend Emily would always make fun of him. We'd always walk around being like, I've got rosacea. And I think that I gave it to myself is the only possible scientific answer for why I have it is karma.
Karma is a rose on your skin coming back home to me.
Exactly. So that's how I contracted rosacea. But I had gotten this list from my derm, who I go to Dr. Nada Elbuk, who's at the Keck School of Medicine at USC. But I don't think I can go there anymore because my insurance changed. But that's a whole other haul. But they had given me a list of pretty much like their tried and true recommendations for sensitive skin, which is how I got turned on to the La Roche-Posay face wash. And then I got Rosaliac AR Tolerion. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it's green tinted to combat the red. So you can only use it during the day. I wouldn't recommend using it at night because of whatever makes it green.
Yeah, you don't want it on your pillow.
But I love this. This is my third time repurchasing it.
Ooh.
And it's around $30. And it's been so helpful with the rosacea of it all. And it's non-irritating. And if you tend to run red, like if I get out, when I get out of the shower, just the heat from the shower, I'm like pink. So just having something to kind of tone it down has been so helpful. So I highly recommend anyone who's rosacea curious. Rosacea remedy curious. This is the thing. And then when it comes to adult acne, I tried everything. It was like a 19-month struggle. Who's counting? But I tried to go like the full clean beauty route and tried to do just like as wellnessy as I could go with it, and that did not work for me. And I was so worried that it was something I was eating, so I was literally like, I was like, no sugar, no grains, no nothing, and it was just miserable. I stopped drinking, I stopped smoking weed, I stopped everything, it did nothing. And finally, and I was so close to going on Accutane, like it was, the prescription had been written, I was ready to do it. And then I got connected with this woman who's based out of Santa Monica here in California. And her name is Jen Kramer. She's had this clinic called Corrective Skincare for almost 20 years. And basically her whole method is she goes in, and it's similar to like a tooth cleaning, but for your skin. Like she cleans out the gunk from that's all clogged in your pores. And then,
like a hydrafacial?
No, she goes in with like a tool and like clear, like de-gunks your pores. Oof. And then she does a light peel over it. So basically she's cleaned you out, and then the idea is to dry you out so that top layer of skin sloughs off.
Mm-hmm.
And then gradually, as that healed and like everything scabs, and you need to keep like not pick, you just need to leave it alone. And then gradually through this method, your skin sort of heals.
It's like a lizard technique.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. And then I would alternate between salicylic acid and benzoyl peroxide lotion. And I would sort of alternate to help with the drying out. And that is what saved me. And I remember I had gone to see her for the first time September 2017. And she was like, I will clear you by Thanksgiving. And I started crying because it had been almost 2 years of just a teenage acne in my 30s. And I was so fed up and I felt so hopeless. And I was like, I'm never going to be able to like feel cute again. Like that was honestly, like I would see friends of mine were going to get like cute facials and just like wearing makeup. And I was at the beach one time and I had all this foundation on and I was like, this is
hell.
Not great. Like, mm-hmm. I truly am so sad right now. I was so depressed. I didn't want to go out. I remember I had like my best friend's wedding with all my friends and I was like trying to figure out how to bail because I didn't want to get my picture taken. It just like fucks with your head in such an intense way. And it's like, there's so many other things to focus on. Like, that is just not the thing to grab your attention in the way that it can. It can really take you for a ride. So I really empathize with anyone who's dealing with that now. And I think the biggest thing I can tell you and that I've learned is skin changes and it heals. And if you're feeling hopeless, it will figure itself out.
Maybe I should see her for body acne.
Definitely. She does all that stuff.
Not drinking, I will say, really helped with body acne.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think it's just like less sugars. The less sugar, the better. Mm-hmm. But even like when I then reintroduced drinking for a short period of time, I would notice like I'd get like a breakout like on my shoulder, on like my chest or something. And I do think that alcohol made it worse. But then I just am on like a hormonal roller coaster at all times now.
What do you, when you do have a breakout on your body, what do you use for a remedy?
I don't know. It's self-hate. I'm willing it to go.
Just negative self-talk.
I love the like peace out acne pimple patches.
Okay.
So if it's like really bad, I'll use those. And I saw that they have one now for like to treat those blemishes that are like still just under the skin but haven't really like come through and are at like a poppable place. Mm-hmm. So I'm intrigued by those. I was doing like a retinol. It was like a really intense retinol that would be like on my back and shoulders, kind of swapping that back and forth with like a salicylic acid body wash, but from Skin Medica or SkinCeuticals, one of those two. And then exfoliating like once or twice a week with like a rough, like one of those Japanese, like long Japanese, sure, like textured towels. But then I just got off my game. I don't know what took me off my game. I think I just got busy in the summer. And then also if you're out in the sun, I'm not going to put retinol on my back as much. Right. And then there was like the big renovation in October and then everything fell apart. So we're still rebuilding from that. We're in my post-Katrina era. We're going to get back to basics and figure this body acne out.
Sure will. Somebody asked us what we do when we get a pimple. What do you do?
I put a patch on it. The Peace Out acne ones are my favorite. Like if I see one coming, I'll just like slap one of those bad boys on there for as many nights as it takes, and usually those help it come to a head faster. They also have day dots, which are a little bit thinner. Mm-hmm. And I've worn a day dot out in public before and no one said anything, but I was like, definitely there's like a small acne day dot like on my neck.
One of my favorite things is when you see all like the Gen Zers or Gen Alphas with like stars on their face just walking about.
I know.
It's cool.
I really could have used that when I was in fourth grade and I got three huge cystic pimples on my face and everyone tried to send me home for having chicken pox, but I didn't have chicken pox. I was just having like a hormonal breakout. Damn. And I needed a star face moment in that time. I could have been the coolest.
I give a huge A+ to star face. They really like turned it around for a whole for generations. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never used their products.
Neither have I.
I'm just not like, I don't want like a, I need like a, something that feels a little more medical.
Yeah.
And so, and I like just the Peace Out
brand. I haven't tried Peace Out, but I've used the brand Rael, R-A-E-L Beauty. And they have those miracle patches. And that's what I use if I'm getting a zit. They're very clear. Like you can't tell that they're on the skin. I kind of prefer one being able to tell, but that's just me. Like I like the overtness of a star face.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hide the patch, but I'm also not trying to broadcast it. Mm. So it's like the Peace Out ones are in a good middle ground for me personally, but no hate to anyone who is in an artsy patch moment.
And then I'm a big face icer. That was also the thing that Jen Kramer taught me when I was healing the acne, was that you have, if you think of it like a zit is sort of like your joints hurting, and like icing it brings the, or if you're
inflammation down.
It's really no frills. It's truly taking an ice cube over your face. You don't leave it on the zit. You like keep move, like it's in a constant motion. And I do like a few swipes over my whole face a couple times, and that's my icing method.
Damn, I probably need to do that.
Honestly, here's a little challenge for anybody listening. Try icing your face every night or every morning, just doing it for 10 days.
I'm not gonna
ice cube across the face, 3 passes. The glow is no joke.
Okay. I'm really curious, but I'm also like, that's a lot to go downstairs and upstairs.
I know, it's a thing.
I mean, I'm also just trying, like, I feel like I don't shower soon enough after working out too. So that's part of my problem, is like, sometimes I'll come home and then I'll be like, oh, I'm just going to take Tony out or just like do whatever. But now I'm trying to like be really cognizant of like, I come home and immediately take off the workout clothes and shower.
That's a huge one, I'm sure. And I, when I was still acneic, let's call it, she was like, you need to wash your face as soon as the class ends. Like, it doesn't matter if it's hand soap at wherever you're working out. Wash your face as soon as you're done working out.
Yeah, because I'll notice some breakouts that I am pretty sure is just due to being like sweaty for too long. Yeah.
Okay, moisturizers. Again, as somebody who has skin that could turn on them at any moment, I have some recs that haven't failed me. I mentioned the green tinted one from La Roche-Posay that is an A++. For night, I have been using lately Kat Berkey, this brand that truly showed up on my doorstep. From time to time, a brand will send me items to try. Usually when it's skincare, I'm very trepidatious, but then I researched this brand. It's K-A-T-B-U-R-K-I. And I thought to myself, okay, I'll try it. It's a little pricey. It's vitamin C intensive face cream.
How expensive?
Ranges from $75 to $210, depending on how many ounces you get. Here's the thing. I have a theory. If a brand is offering multiple size offerings of one product, it's a good product.
Interesting.
So this vitamin C intensive face cream, I will be repurchasing.
Nice.
It's really light. You can use it night and day. It's goes on beautifully. It hasn't broken me out. It doesn't activate any type of irritation. It's just nice. It's apparently won many awards. I did not know about this brand, and now I am kind of obsessed.
I love that.
I've also been using from them, we mentioned the neck and how nothing really works, but this is something that I've put on my neck and it reacts really well to. Like, it at least gives it like a dose of hydration that I need for it to not look as crepey when I leave the house.
Okay.
Which is a win. The Kat Berkey pH enzyme essence is a really solid find, and I use that before I do any other skincare. Face and neck.
Nice.
A+.
I've been using Augustinus Botter. Just, I'll do that at night if I'm not doing a retinol, or I'll do the Vintner's Daughter and I'll do 3 drops.
I can't do Vintner's, it's too active for me. So sad.
Yeah, I think it does break me out like a tiny bit, but I don't use it every day. It's just kind of like a back pocket.
Mm-hmm. For a budget rec, the Cetaphil moisturizing cream for dry skin is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I brought that with me just because I had like a travel size. Brought that with me when I was in Miami, and my skin was great.
The Weleda skin cream is good too. Mm-hmm.
People love that one. That's like a holy grail for a lot of people.
That one is good. I'm trying to think of what else. I really loved the Glossier, their creams that they had. They had like the light cream, and I would use that for day, and then they had a heavier one that I would use for night.
Did you read the Glossier book?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah, I read it. It was really interesting. I think it's interesting to do a profile or like a big study of a founder who's like, she's only on like her second act now.
Right.
Or we haven't even reached like what the second
act
is.
The Hills.
I know. And like, I was intrigued by it.
Yeah.
It was a really fast read.
Haven't finished it yet. Fast for you.
You're taking your time.
I know.
With
I'm
it.
Just
You're marinating.
I was sidetracked with the Barbara autobiography.
Which one?
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That'll do it.
We're in like dry January, and dry January meaning dry skin for all. Two recs are the La Roche-Posay Cicaplast Balm, which I think is just like one of those great products that are under $20 that is just good to have in the arsenal. It's like really thick. You can put it on as like a moisturizing mask and then take it off. You can spot treat if you have like a dry spot. It's really great. Or my personal fave is the Odacité Blue Balm that is a hero product. It's so good.
Is it blue tansy that's in it?
You know what? I don't know. But I do love a blue tansy as a as an ingredient.
Mae Lindstrom also makes a really good blue balm that's good for like winter dry months.
How much is that?
Expensive.
Yeah. The blue balm will run you, it's around $50. It's an excellent product. I'm just checking the ingredients because now I'm curious if it is a blue tansy. No, it's blue chamomile.
Hmm.
So it's really soothing. And I can't really do oils on my skin. I'll do an oil for like a gua sha or like any other type of tool, but then I'll wash it off. The thing I like about the blue balm is I can do one of those moments and then I don't have to rinse.
Nice.
And I've mentioned before also from Odacité the cryo tool that is sort of like a gua sha, but it also gets really cold in a thing of ice, and I'm obsessed with that. And then also I brought this to show you and we'll link it below so you guys can see, but I recently got this little like pressure point thing.
Ooh.
From them.
Oh, I like whatever this is.
An amazing tool. It's tiny, so you can kind of bring it with you wherever, and you can just hit points.
Oh, I like that.
It's so good.
I've been in a real pickle lately because I'm feeling like no matter how much Botox someone injects into my frown lines, they just are in a place of like they're not going to go away. And the one thing that I think does help is like doing facial massage, like just on the point where like not on the frown lines themselves, though I do that, but like kind of in like the crook of my eye underneath my eyebrow. Like if you're a frowner like me, those muscles get so tight and it feels so good. So I feel like
that's
this would be
I
a really
that.
Good to like work it in.
I
there.
Truly at night, like if I'm feeling extra pampery, I'll do a whole sort of like 20 minute thing. And it's tiny. It's probably like what, 4.5 inches with like a tiny little like metal ball, and you can just sort of hit all the points. And I truly feel like when I'm done, my face sits differently.
Yeah. This is nice. You could do this watching TV.
Yep.
I like that it doesn't like vibrate or make a sound.
Exactly.
Too, it's just like a silent.
It's just a silent journey, and we love that. Silent but deadly.
I need to get my little TheraFace thing back in the mix because that's like the vibrator.
Yeah.
And I was doing that for a while, like releasing those face muscles, and that was helpful.
We got a lot of questions when it came to the Omnilux.
I need it. I don't know. I'm going to get it.
Here's the thing about the Omnilux that I found out.
What?
Made at the same factory as the higher dose one. So it's essentially the same thing, just branded differently.
Is it more or less expensive?
Higher Dose is less expensive, and I have a code.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, it's happening.
So I...
So you got to use this code.
Definitely. It's ECOT75.
Okay.
I know it by heart.
How much is off do you get? What if it was 75% off? That would be amazing. I want to say it's
like 20% or
30%. That's still a good deal.
It's still something. It doesn't work for the Higher Dose in-home saunas, though. I tried.
But you can get the red light therapy mask.
And they have a neck one also. So I'm very much considering investing.
I'm really bullish on red light therapy. Like, I think that it is the future and it actually does work. Like, I've seen a noticeable difference when I do it. I have like a shitty Amazon one that I got that I think is okay, but like, it's not giving me like the raw power that I feel I really need. In my ideal world, I'd have the whatever Victoria Beckham has where she just lays under like a huge panel.
Yeah. I mean,
you just put it over your head and that's that.
May we all be blessed with a panel or like a full Paris Hilton room of all the things.
Or just a red light therapy bed for like a cool, I think they're like 60 grand.
One day.
I know.
A whole room.
Maybe we need to get like a lot of friends to go in on a red light therapy bed. And all we need to like get friends to go in on like leasing a small space. And then we fill it with like all the things. And then we just have sign up spots within the friend group that's paying for the co-op beauty space. Right.
And I think if you helped in the machine investment, then you're a founder.
Mm-hmm.
And you get founder pricing.
Yeah.
And then if you're not a founder and you're just paying to use per time, and you can buy packages. This is a great idea. Square footage.
I know.
Necessary. We got so many questions. I think we've covered a lot of them, but somebody asked about a starter routine if you're a guy.
I would say cleanser, moisturizer, maybe an exfoliator.
Yeah.
Moisturize, sunscreen. You can do the same thing, I think, every time. Add sunscreen in the day and then just cleanse and moisturize at night and exfoliate twice a week.
Yeah. I have always gotten Joey the atmosphere protection cream from Osea. That's a really good starter moisturizer for males. I don't know. I think it just like reacts on his skin really well. Obviously everyone's different, but we have our Osea code. So
yeah, I would say use the Osea code. I even like Kiehl's product. They have a really good winter moisturizer that I would use often. And they have like a white clay exfoliating wash that I really like. I need to get back into my exfoliation routine too, because I was exfoliating way more and I love an exfoliation.
Obviously, my favorite is the Goop one.
Yeah.
I also am a huge fan of the Goop Glow Glycolic Acid Overnight Glow Peel. That's a great one. There's 12 treatments in a box and I maybe do it like once every 2 months.
The Goop Glow light daily facial cream is also some of the best.
It's great.
You know what? That's the one. That does not make your skin too oily. Mm-hmm. It's like really balancing. That's what I was using. I'm in a lost space right now where I got duped by the expensive things.
It happens.
And now it's time to just get like back to me for once.
I think it's good. I'm a big high-low mix person when it comes to skin.
Yeah.
I'm very drugstore, and then I'm very high-end spa. I think the most expensive thing that I use on a regular basis, we got asked about masks, is the Biologique Recherche Masque Vivant. Have you ever used it?
Mm-mm. I've never gone down the Biologique Recherche rabbit hole.
Does not smell good. That the whole thing with Biologique Recherche
is it smells like shit.
Is everything smells because
I'm obsessed
it's
with that.
Really natural. It's very yeasty smelling.
I like a yeast.
This mask is so amazing. it's the only one I've been using really lately, unless there's a pimple, which in which case there's a corrective skincare great little like drying mask that I'll use. But you use with the Biologique Recherche, use the tiniest bit. I see so many influencers like putting like a thick layer on their face and they're, it's like a brown mask.
Mm-hmm.
Thickest layer. And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to put like a pea size on your finger and rub it. And it sort of, once the heat of your fingers kind of like opens it up, and then you put the thinnest layer on your face. So your face should be almost like an orange color versus like a thick application of the product. It's pricey, as I said, but I think if it's as much as a facial. So you can have 40 facials at home or, you know,
I want this. I don't have any masks that I've been using right now.
I really like this one.
Just, I'm also just bad at using masks. Like I don't want to go through the process of like washing it off. Is like, feels really daunting.
Yeah, no, this, the thing I like about it is it washes off so easily, like with a splash of water. There's like no drama.
Okay. Sometimes it's just way too much drama.
Mm-hmm. Lots of questions about Tret. Due to my azelaic acid journey, I have not gone down a Tret journey.
I haven't either, but I hear good things.
Yeah. I think it's like, I think it, you're definitely going to experience a purging era before you get to results, but that's common with a lot of more.
I think that like it really is just different for everyone. Like what some people's skin reacts well to, other people's won't. So mm-hmm. you just have to like do what's best for your own skin journey. I'm really intrigued to try like new treatments this year. Dip my toe into more like lasers. I recently got a V-beam laser.
Okay, tell us more.
That you can use to treat like the blood vessels around your nose that get like red.
Okay.
And I like it. It like zaps them away in like 1 to 2 sessions.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would say I'm in on with a V-beam. I got it as like a, I'm sorry, I botched your eye Botox. So that was a free thing, but I would pay and do it again.
Okay.
And then I also got, I got another, I get a lot of I'm sorry's from the injector that I went to, but I got a free Clear and Brilliant and I'm intrigued by that.
Did you do it yet?
I haven't, done it yet. Because you're supposed to do 3 of them.
Yeah.
To see any results. So I'm like, this feels like a, you're scamming me.
My friend Rory, who's host of Crimes of the Heart podcast, tiny plug, she is like the laser encyclopedia for all things. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to her a bit about Clear and Brilliant.
Does
it's
she
really
like-
gentle. We think it might, see, I'm really afraid of the laser journey because it can activate some skin irritations and feel like I'm in a good zone and I don't want to fuss with anything. But she said that Clear and Brilliant, if I were to laser, that would be the one that would be least likely to activate
nice
skin scaries.
I've done a couple like plasma, not like the plasma pen that makes those little dots, but it's like a handheld, it's like microneedling, but plasma instead. So it makes like a series of them and mm-hmm. it's on like a low level. So it creates kind of like micro injuries on the skin surface. This is like a lady, I like, sometimes I go to people who are like not FDA approved and like just am into
trying.
Well,
you're a researcher in the space.
And I've liked what she's done with it.
Like, I do want to try that. I am very intrigued.
It like makes, the whole thing is like it uses like plasma to make micro injuries on the most surface layer of your skin that kind of are like teeny little scabs, and your skin texture will feel rough for a few days after, but you can like go about your business. You might be like red the day of, but it doesn't hurt. Like they numb you a little bit, but it's mm-hmm. not, it's pretty gentle. Like it's not nowhere near as painful as like a RF microneedling. And then once the scabs like heal, it causes the skin to like tighten. So it's good for skin tightening.
What's the cost of a treatment like that?
For face, I think it's $300. For neck, it's like $275.
I'm neck curious.
Yeah. I would recommend it as like a curiosity, but it's not the plasma pen, like single brain dot. And it does not look, I think you can ramp it up to be that powerful. I have not, because that's like a little bit scary for me. And I think the more powerful you do it, the more expensive it becomes. But I've liked it.
I love that pricing.
I know.
Method.
I know.
If you want it to work the most, you've got to pay the most.
Yeah. But I'm kind of an RF microneedling truther as far as like, it's not worth it.
What is RF microneedling?
It's radio frequency microneedling that delivers like radio frequency beneath the skin. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to create like injuries underneath the like layers of the skin that then is supposed to cause like more collagen.
Okay.
Production. I have maybe had it. I've had it 3 times total, 2 in like a back to back, like month or 6 week succession. And after the second time, I did have a day or two where I was like, my skin looks incredible right now. But like for the cost, and the third time I like something went wrong and I ended up getting like a really bad skin infection afterwards. And I was
that
like,
was the culprit.
That was that. And I was like, I think it was because like maybe all the numbing cream wasn't totally wiped off.
Damn.
So that was, that really put me off of it. And it's expensive and it is so painful. Like it feels like a wasp stinging your face over and over that never gets less painful as it goes on. It somehow just gets more painful.
That's a sheesh.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. Unless you truly just have cash that you are, you feel like burning.
Another treatment that I'm hearing a lot of horror stories about that's being very widely pushed is Morpheus 8.
That's the same thing.
Oh.
The microneedling I got was like, it's Morpheus 8 is RF. And okay. This, what I got was like a stronger version of that.
I
but
see.
It's the same thing, just like.
Yeah, buyer beware brand. On that. It's really expensive.
It's expensive. It hurts. And like it hurts. Hell.
And it, I.
You have to do so much nitrous just to make it like somewhat.
Well, that's
bearable.
A reason to do it.
I know, but even with nitrous, you're still going to be like, ow, which I don't like. I like to be really high head buzzing and then feel like everything's fine.
Oh, I like it. To be taking off from the nitrous as the treatment is happening.
Yeah.
I like to be in a different stratosphere.
Do so much nitrous that I'm like, wow, 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 wow,
oh, yeah,
in my
wow-wows.
Ears. And I'm like, ooh. Like I did lip filler with no numbing, just nitrous, like recently. And nice. I was like, this is cool.
One time I asked my injector if I was still in the chair.
Because you thought you were like floating.
Nice. No, I thought I was like in another part of the room. I truly was.
You left your bot. You astral projected to the other side
I
of the
did.
Room.
I did. That's really the perk of going to see the skin specialist.
Yeah.
I'm just looking to see.
What age to start injections?
Oh, great question. I started at 29. When did you start?
I started in 2017, I want to say. So I was 32.
My advice is someone who started young, like 29 is young. I think now I would have waited until I was in my later 30s or earlier 30s. Like I could have held it off a little longer. That yeah. being said,
I would have held off long. Like the only reason I started is because I was getting it for free. So like, I wouldn't have even been able to like pay for it myself until like 2021 mm-hmm. or something.
My philosophy has always been, I've been sort of down to human guinea pig, but if you're doing it because you think you're supposed to do it because now's the time, I don't think that's the way.
Yeah, I think if you really want to do it and you have the means to do it and it would solve whatever issue you feel like you're experiencing, then it's like a good plan. But I agree, you don't need, there's no, if you decide you never want to do it, that's also fine
definitely
too.
And if you're, but I think if you're looking in the mirror and something's constantly bugging you and it could just be fixed with like a little neurotoxin, do it.
But also understand that you're always going to be able to find something in the mirror that bugs That's right. you. Like, as soon as I got Botox, I was like, oh, now I notice like these lines. What are these about? Like, it just jumps to something else
it's
for me.
It's a slippery slope.
So you have to also just be aware that you're never going to like look like how influencers or models look on Instagram.
Of course. Have you talked about your eye?
I think a little bit.
Okay.
I've like, I mentioned it on SUP, but like I've now had an experience twice in LA from doctors, which everyone is like, you need to go to a doctor for your injections. And I've done that. And both doctors that I've seen in LA have dropped my eyelid from Botox. And at first I thought, I didn't know what had happened because I was like, how is this happening? You're a doctor. Like you're like a board certified dermatologist or a board certified plastic surgeon. Like you're supposed to be the number one people that know what they're doing. And I have like a natural one eye smaller than the other one, like a tiny bit of ptosis in one eye, which just means your like eyelid comes down a little bit longer on one. So I've been told based on that, the likelihood of getting a lid droop is more. But what actually happened the second time, because we tracked back in my chart, like when I went in initially, and like initially my doctor was like, let's go light. Sometimes if you have a natural ptosis and you treat the horizontal forehead lines above that eye, it can cause
a droop.
And so she was like, so you know the pros and cons, like what do you want to do? And I was like, I want a little bit. And so that she put like a tiny bit in, there was no droop. Then I went back for my touch up, and when she was in the touch up, she put, it was on the touch up that I got a droop, and she had put it kind of midway above, like in the mid portion of the eyebrow, which is a place you're supposed to avoid. And she said, she was like tracking back through your chart and seeing where the applications were, it was my technique that I used that like did it. So I was like, okay, so both these people have had the same, like it's a technique. I don't know what they're teaching these doctors, but now I'm kind of a truther of like, you need to go to the RNs or the PAs, like, because they actually are like probably seeing more people. That's, or just like
90% of their practice
is just
injections.
Yeah.
So they're just more well practiced, is just one school of thought when you think like doctor versus just injector.
Every, like I saw for so long that it's like you need to go to like a board certified like doctor. Mm-hmm. But both in LA have dropped me, and no PAs have, no nurses have, and then my stepmom, who truly is the queen of Botox, no one ever will do it as good as she does. I swear to God, if you're in Oklahoma City, you need to go to Jenny Honeywell, because she's been doing Botox for 20 years. She's like at the forefront of the Botox movement.
Nice.
And she literally is someone, and I got spoiled by this, but it was like, she'll just like look at your face and like ask you to make expressions, and she'll like put it in random places, and then you look fucking incredible afterwards. And that's, I still haven't found that, and that's all I'm looking for in LA, is someone that will just do that.
I feel like I have two very strong recs.
Okay.
I like my two people a lot. Okay. I go to either Nurse Nusha,
mm-hmm,
or a guy named Casey Welk, and he has a practice called Constrapo in West Hollywood, and I'm very pleased with both of their handiwork.
Nice. Yeah, you look amazing.
Thanks. I haven't gone in a really long time. I've been on this, I think I went, the last time I went was October.
Okay, I was going to say.
And
like
I'm probably going to go back end of Feb. And that's usually how long I like to wait. I don't know what that math is, but.
See, I would like to also be going in only like every 3 to 4 months. But it's one of those things that like you can go in every month.
Yeah,
you
can, it's go a slippery
slope.
Every week
if you wanted to.
And I think there's a whole other haul on just injections. Where to do it, what to get injected, all the things,
mm-hmm,
for another time.
Yeah, but watch out for that mid-brow area.
Yeah.
If they're doing it. I watched so many TikToks about this because then I was like, is it just me? Like, am I not able to get my like horizontal forehead lines treated anymore? Am I going to just have to live a life with these horizontal lines and like be happy? Am I going to have to get a brow lift? Like, what are the girlies saying on TikTok? Then I watched a ton of them and kept seeing like injectors doing tutorials on like the spots that you're supposed to inject versus the spots that you're supposed to avoid. And I kept being like, I'm pretty sure that I was injected in a widely accepted avoid spot.
Oh no.
So it's okay. You live and learn.
You do live and learn. I've had my fair share of lessons. I did lower face Botox last time. I normally do my masseter muscle, but either side of the chin I did, kind of like going up the jawline, and I could hardly chew for like 3 weeks. So
really?
Yeah.
Just like,
it was just too much. And it was my B.
I've had like a lip flip before, also from my stepmom, but it was like early on in the lip flip, like sometimes it's like hard to open my mouth all the way, but I like that.
Normally I don't
like
mind.
I want to feel a little, I don't want to do a no chew. She's done that to herself. Like when I was in high school and I graduated from boarding school and came back home to live, like my dad had married her while I was away, and she would come home, she would do her own injections in the house sometimes. So sometimes she would just like be in her bathroom doing her Botox, or she'd come out of her bathroom have like big lips and she'd be like, I was feeling a little down, so I just needed to pick me up, so I just did my lips. And like we'd be eating at the dinner table and like a piece of steak would like fall out of her mouth and she'd be like, oh, I can't chew because I put too much Botox in my chin. And like, it was so funny. And I remember just being like, I'm never getting fucking Botox. And then now look at me.
Here we are.
There I am, old Forrest Whitaker. One droopy eye.
It's going to go away.
I know. It's already, not even that it's already getting less and less.
Thanks to Upneek for sponsoring the episode. No, just kidding.
No, also, yeah, if you're just like, to the person who's like, should I start doing anything, maybe just get some Upneek and put those eye drops in and see what you feel.
Exactly. Which Upneek, for those who don't know, it's eye drops, and they help with stimulate the muscles
of the eyelids to open up.
Yeah. I hope we answered everyone's questions through this conversation. I feel like we tackled a lot. I feel like really shared my truth.
Yeah, I feel good about all that we covered.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you have any tips or tricks or hot new products, mostly like laser or injectable oriented or surgical recommendations. I met a friend recently and she was like, I'm getting a brow lift next month in DC. You want to come out and hang with me while I get this brow lift? And I was like, kind of not, no.
My friend just had her upper bleft done and it looked fucking amazing. My friend had her lower bleft done, looks fucking amazing.
We're entering, this is a fun era where people are now having plastic surgery and I kind of like it.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to join in.
And you better believe we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. But I'm like, I like it.
Me too. I think it's good to be open about it. I've never shied away from because
I can't taste too much energy to hide.
No. And what's now happened is I am the person that everybody calls friends, boyfriends, moms, all the things, calls and are like, what should I do? Who should I go to? Something bad happened. How do I fix it? You know, like all the things. So I love sitting in a place of knowledge by experience.
Yeah, same.
It's a good place to be.
So that's it for today, but until next time,
stay niche, y'all. Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shanehalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.